Chapter 10. It was their last day together. The group travelled by coach to the airport. Tomorrow they would all be back at home in the UK. They were sad, but they had some great memories and photos to take back with them. It had been a great holiday, despite the storm on the boat. They had seen so many interesting things and experienced a different culture. But more importantly, they had made such good friends. Inside the airport, they went to the desk to check in their suitcases. The group asked if they could sit together on the plane. They could, but it would cost extra. They went into the large departure lounge to wait for their plane. All of the friends looked tired, but relaxed. They sat down together and talked. They still had so much to talk about. There was lots of laughter. Soon, it was time for them to board their plane, and they walked along to find their seats. They put their bags in the overhead compartments and put on their seatbelts. "I thought we were taking off at 9 a.m., said Jess.
"Me too," said Chloe. "Maybe it's delayed."
They sat on the plane for another half an hour before the captain spoke to the passengers.
"Good morning, ladies and gentlemen," he said. "This is your captain speaking. I am sorry to say that this plane is delayed. As soon as we know when we can fly, I will let you know. Please sit back and relax while we wait."
"Relax," said Meg. "I hate flying, and I've already eaten all my sweets. Hurry up."
"Here, have one of mine," said Chloe, as she offered Meg her bag of sweets.
Steve put his hand up for attention.
"Excuse me," he said to the flight attendant. "Is there a problem with the plane?"
"No," said the flight attendant. "Everything is fine. We're just waiting for a storm to pass before we can take off."
"A storm?" said Meg.
"Yes, but everything is okay," said the flight attendant. "We should be taking off very soon."
The group looked at each other. A storm was the last thing they wanted. At 10:30, the plane finally took off, but they had only been in the air for 10 minutes when they had a shock. There was a flash of light, and the plane suddenly dropped in the sky. Passengers screamed. The seatbelt light went on, and the captain spoke again.
"Ladies and gentlemen, we are currently flying through a storm. There will be some turbulence. Please remain in your seats and keep your seatbelts on," he said.
"A storm again," said Meg. "I don't like this at all," said Jess.
"We'll be okay," said Steve. "At least there are no sharks up here."
"What do you mean by that?" said Jess.
"Oh, nothing," said Steve, as he winked at Al.
The turbulence went on for 20 minutes before the seatbelt light went off. But after that, the rest of the flight was calm, and the group finally relaxed. The group had been through two frightening experiences together and lived to tell the story. This holiday had certainly made them very close friends. Saying goodbye to each other was going to be sad.
"I've got an idea," said Jess. "Let's all exchange contact details. Then we can keep in contact and meet up again." "That's an excellent idea," said Chloe. "Why don't you all come to mine and Al's wedding?"
And they did. They continued to be good friends. They often visited each other and spoke on the phone. Over the years, they shared many other experiences together, like children and more holidays together. But nothing compared to the storm they had shared off Mexico.